Hey guys, and welcome back with TV with Nay. Grab your popcorn, your snacks, because we're getting ready to watch this premiere. Okay, so the movie I'm going to be talking about today is an old one. It's Fear, that was made in 1996, the one that stars Mark Wahlberg and Reese Witherspoon and Alyssa Milano. I was actually watching this with my 13-year-old daughter because we got on the topic of dating and, you know, boundaries and things like that. And so I was like, you know, you need to pay attention to red flags. You need to pay attention to if anybody's being controlling. And then I said, of course, if anyone is hitting you or being domestic against you, then it's time to tell mom and to quit and get out of the relationship. So we watched Fear. Fear is on Netflix. One thing that I did think the characters Nicole and David, who are played by Reese Witherspoon and Mark Wahlberg, they did have good chemistry. Like, so it seemed really kind of real watching it. The family dynamic was kind of weird. Like, at first I didn't know, like, I knew Laura, which is like the stepmom, wasn't Reese Witherspoon's mom, but it kind of didn't go into like a big detail about her mom. And even when she, in the scene where she's talking to David, she just says that she, you know, it doesn't go like into like great detail why she's living with her dad, but she's not liking the family dynamics. Of course, David puts the charm on and everything for her to make her like him. And how they first meet is that, of course, the character Nicole skips a class. She's with her friends. And that one of her friends is named Margot, and that's played by Alyssa Milano. And they're at this club and they just keep making eye contact. And then she goes, hangs out again with Margot at a different party, and she meets him and they start talking and they've been hanging out. And when I was watching it with my daughter, I would always ask her, like, are you noticing any red flags yet? Are you noticing anything? And one of the red flags that she noticed was that she had a curfew and he like turned the time back on our watch. And it was like, you know, we have all the time in the world. One thing when I was talking with my daughter about things is that even though you may be peer pressure to do it, if it's the right thing, then you need to do the right thing. And so like she was like, she should have came home on her curfew time. That was one of the red flags that we saw. Of course, like when he came over to meet like the dad and Laura, he was putting on like the best charm. Like they thought he was the nicest guy ever. He was playing with the younger sibling whose name was Toby, I think. And the family dog, I don't remember the family dog's name, but he was very helpful. He was like saying Mr. and Mrs. And so like at first the parents were liking him. Then afterwards what started to change is when, and the other, like, you know, the other red flag was that her parents went out of town and she gave David the code for the home, like the home code number from like the security. And the whole time my daughter was like, don't give him the code. See, if you didn't give him the code, everything that we were doing in while watching the movie involved don't give him the code or something with the code. So I was like, we need to make that a saying. So don't give him the code is the saying. Of course, you know, they do the deed, they do have sex. I did kind of fast forward a little bit parts through that because she's only 13, but then they started saying the characters, Nicole and David, was that I love you and I want to be with you. You're my everything. And then another red flag that my daughter noticed was that afterwards when they did all of that and David was picking Nicole up from school, she was hugging her friend. I think his name was Ben or Gary, something like that. I don't remember the character's name. And she was just giving him a hug. And when David pulls up, he is just like mad, floored. He parks the car, gets out, and starts beating him up. And while he's beating up this character, Gary or Ben, he ends up hitting Nicole in the face. And so she says, I don't want to be with you. I just want you to leave me alone and everything like that. And so she does good for like a couple of the scenes where it's like she doesn't really want to be by him or around him or see him. And she's very stern. And then after she talks to Laura about it, and then her dad, you know, kind of listens, but then her dad finds a condom wrapper in her room, and so he was like, I don't want you to see him. And then she starts having a fight with her dad, talking about that's her decision, you can't tell her who she can see or who she or what she can do. And then they kind of get back together. He starts coming back over to the house, and Laura's like, well, would you rather have her sneak off or would you rather have her here? And I kind of did agree with that, but I still think that they should have talked. Like, for me in the movie, I feel like they should have talked to him about his behavior, like the parents. Like, you know, that's not okay, even if it was an accident. It felt like nobody was, like, talking to the kids. Even though I know this is a movie, like, nobody was, like, saying anything. Then the other part that got to me was that, sorry if you hear my cat, that's Kermit. I can't remember, like, the full-blown scene, but, like, he is like with her friend Margot, and pretty much Margot's at this party where he kind of lives at, and she's doing the deed with somebody else, and pretty much David goes up there and says, tell him that you want me, tell him that you want to be with me. And so pretty much he takes her and they end up having sex, and Nicole sees that, but instead of being mad like fully on David, she's also mad at Margot. But it was like she was being forced into it. And so I thought that that should have ended like been like a different way between Nicole and Margot, that they should have been able to talk that out instead of Nicole just being mad. And then the dad's at work, and when he comes out of from like the office and stuff, his car is like messed up, and then like David like left a note saying like, I popped your cherry or something like that. So the dad investigates and try to figure out where David lives, and he finds where David lives, and then he goes to David's house and just like tears it up, and there's like this shrine for Nicole at in David's room. Like, he has pictures, he has like little keepsakes, he has everything. And of course the dad is like pissed off, mad, enraged, like, I can't believe this is happening. And so he just like destroys David's room. And then of course when David and his friends come back, they're like, someone got in the house, someone broke in the house. And so they're like, who could have done this? And you know, of course David's like, I know who did. But I skipped a scene before all of that. My bad, sorry about that, I'm kind of jumping around. But if you haven't seen it, you do need to watch it, because it's a really good movie to still watch. Is when Margot tries to like tell Nicole. She doesn't want to hear it. And then, like, David finds her and is almost, like, driving Margot off the road. And is like, he's, like, really mean to her. And it's like, you're going to tell her something so she believes me and not you. And, like, really just degrading her. And I was like, you know, that's kind of sad. But I even felt like the character Margot didn't even have a backbone to even stand for herself. She kind of just took what was ever given to her. So now jump forward. The dad destroyed David's house. Now we're at, the guys are getting ready to come to their house. So Laura's like trying to like set the code and everything, and it's not working. Their phones are turned off. And then out of nowhere, Nicole in a faint voice, I gave David the code. And then of course my daughter's like, see, that's why you don't give him the code. That's why you don't do this. That's why you don't do that. And pretty much they're like trashing the house, trying to protect everybody. The kids are upstairs. They're all panicking, screaming, like, what's happening? What's going on? And, of course, David, you know, is entering the pen to the house, and like, you're going to let us in. You messed up my house. We're going to destroy your house and all of that. So then, of course, they're moving like furniture. They're moving tables. Then Nicole and Margot and Toby are upstairs in her room, and of course the phone lines don't work. They're trying to think of a way of how they can tell, like, because they live in a gated community, how can they tell like the security guard that something's not right? Well, Nicole gets the idea, and she flickers the lights. So she flickers them like on and off, and then of course the security guard's name is Larry. Larry sees that, he comes over. Of course he has seen David, so David's like, oh hey, I'm just like leaving my girlfriend's house. And then of course they try to attack him. And of course, he did really good on the first attack, because he dodged it and he held the guns up and said, like, nobody moves. And then, of course, one of David's friends shoot him and he dies. The dad comes out there, starts kicking butt a little bit, but then they get a hold of him. And then they tell Laura, if you don't want us to kill him, you're going to have to let us back in with him. And she starts sobbing and crying like she didn't want to, but she ends up letting them all in. Laura and the dad are handcuffed. Margot and Nicole are talking, and Toby, like, who, like, you know, there's a car, there's a cell phone in Laura's car, and Toby's like, well, I'm the smallest one to go through the bathroom window. So Toby ends up is like the one trying to, is the one who goes out to the car. Margot ends up, hold on, one of David's friends goes up to the room where Nicole and Margot is, and of course, David says, don't do anything to Nicole, like, because he still loves Nicole and everything like that. And so when he's going up there, Margot fights this guy, but of course she loses. And then he starts, like, beating her up and stuff, and then she starts laying on the floor. Toby is able to get out to the car and open it and get inside, but the phone won't turn on. So he knows that he has to start the car for it to turn back on. And so, of course, they had a guy out there watching. And like my daughter said, of course, it's always the dumb one out there watching. And I was like, well, yeah, it's the dumb one watching because they don't want the dumb one to shoot them while they're doing the bad stuff in the house. So Toby's trying to turn on the car. And then all of a sudden, the garage door opens and the guy is standing there and he's shooting into the car. Toby puts his head against the steering wheel. Of course, none of the bullets hit Toby. And he starts the car, puts it in reverse, and presses down on the accelerator and just backs up over him. And, of course, he dies. The bad guy does of David's friend. And so then he gets on the phone and he calls 911. And then David's upstairs with Nicole, and he carried her dad up there as well. And he was talking about that they're going to be together, they're going to live together, that they love each other so much, and, you know, they'll get past all this hurt and pain. And then while that's going on, Toby goes through the front door and he sees Laura, and he runs back out and he grabs the keys off the dead security guard's pants, and he unhandcuffs Laura. Laura then and Toby go upstairs, and they're very quiet. And they check on Margot, and she's okay. She's just laying there, just hurt. And then they uncuff Dad. And while David's talking to Nicole and, like, rubbing her face and trying to console her, the dad tries to attack him right then and there. But, of course, he gets beat down. And, of course, David's on top of Nicole's dad. Nicole grabs this one piece of art that's in her room, and she, like, sticks it in. Well, pretty much she just stabs David, and she only stabs him one time, and that was, like, making my daughter mad. She's like, you have to stab him more than once. That one stab's not going to just make him fall down. And then the dad and David are struggling, Nicole's screaming, everybody's kind of just screaming, and they have this tussle. And then finally, after this tussle, Nicole's dad throws David out the window, and of course he falls and lands on these rocks and he dies. And then that's pretty much the end of it. They come outside the house and they're just looking, and of course there's the ambulance, there's the police, and they're just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we survived this. And so afterwards, when I was just talking to my daughter about the movie, she was like, you know, he put on a nice charm, but then his true colors were showing. And we were just talking about how with people, you need to be mindful. They can put on a very great charm, but that's not who they are. They can reel you in, and after they hook, line, and sink you, then their true colors come out. So we were just talking about paying attention to people's personalities, trying to be trying to make sure that you be a good character of judging people, because you don't want to judge people off of, like, how they look or stuff, but, like, what they believe in, what they stand for, their integrity and things like that. So it was a fun show to watch with my daughter. Even when I watched it, Reese Witherspoon and Mark Wahlberg, they looked really young in this movie too. I know when the movie came out, I was between the ages of 5 or 6. So of course I wasn't watching it at that time. I did watch it when I was a little bit older. And so it was just kind of fun to watch this with my daughter and, you know, kind of talk about relationships and things like that. And for her to even feel comfortable to kind of have some of those conversations with me. But yeah, thanks again for listening. I can't wait to talk to you guys next time and figure out what movie I'm going to watch next. So thanks for listening. Bye.